From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Workers have dropped a containment cap on top of the broken oil pipeline in the Gulf of Mexico. It's not clear if it's working because the water is so cloudy with oil, cameras can't get a good view. There's a rubber seal around the cap. Workers hope to draw the gushing oil up to the ocean surface where they can collect it. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, who's leading the disaster response, says if the cap works, it's just a partial fix. Allen says crews are still using chemicals to try to break up the oil that reaches the water surface.
We're also committed to using as little dispersant as we have to on the surface and concentrate our dispersant use subsea where it is most effective, thereby reducing the fact of any potential impacts on the surface.
Admiral Allen will brief President Obama personally today. The president is going to Louisiana to see the latest efforts to contain the gushing oil. There will be another funeral today in Istanbul for a pro-Palestinian activist killed by Israeli commandos during a naval raid Monday. Yesterday, eight other activists were buried in the Turkish city. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Istanbul.
The funeral will take place at one of the main mosques here in central Istanbul. The victim was a photographer who was aboard the Mavi Marmara ship when it was stormed by Israeli commandos. A local television network says the photographer and the eight other pro-Palestinian activists buried Thursday died from gunshot wounds, some at close range. During Thursday's funeral, mourners carried banners that called Israelis murderers and war criminals. Turkish President Abdullah Gül says relations between the two countries will never be the same. Meanwhile, Turkey says it's dispatching two ambulance planes carrying Turkish surgeons to Israel today to treat and pick up more wounded activists. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Istanbul.
The U.S. government releases the National Employment Report for May later this morning. It's expected to show a slight drop in the jobless rate, and it may describe the largest number of new jobs created this year. Danielle Carson has this preview.
The economy is expected to have gained as many as 500,000 jobs last month, about half of which are census hires. Those temp jobs will disappear, so the real state of the labor market will come from private sector payrolls. Those should go up by more than 200,000. Brookings Institution economist Alice Rivlin says economic growth needs to be a lot stronger to put a dent in the nearly 10% unemployment rate.
Nobody expected a roaring recovery. The expectations have all been for slow job growth over the next year or so to get us back in the range of a normal economy.
During normal times, 3% growth might be considered healthy, but Rivlin says it needs to be at least two times that to start driving down the unemployment rate. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Stock markets in Asia dropped in trading today. The Nikkei was down a fraction of a percent. You're listening to NPR News. Japan has a new prime minister. The country's ruling party picked Japan's finance minister, Naoto Kan, to lead the party. He was confirmed as prime minister by Japan's lower house of parliament. NPR's Louisa Lim has more.
My task is to rebuild this nation, Naoto Kan told party members. Japan's new Democratic Party leader emphasized the need to kickstart economic growth and regain popular trust by cleaning up politics. He described the U.S.-Japan alliance as the cornerstone of our diplomacy. The last prime minister, Yukio Hatoyama, stepped down on Wednesday over a row over U.S. bases on Okinawa and a political funding scandal. In 1996, Kan shot to the spotlight as health minister when he exposed a government cover-up of tainted blood products. He has a reputation as a straight talker and a fiscal conservative. But he's also known as Irritable Kan for his bad temper and as Parliament's king of dozing off for his habit of napping during parliamentary sessions. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Jury selection continues today in the political corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. He's accused of trading political favors for cash and jobs. Blagojevich denies all charges against him. Out of some 100 potential jurors, the judge questioned more than two dozen. U.S. District Judge James Zagel wants to know how much prospective jurors have heard about the case. The Los Angeles Lakers pounded the Boston Celtics in the first game of the NBA Finals last night, winning 102-89. Lakers star Kobe Bryant scored 30 points. The Celts' Paul Pierce scored 24. Game two of the basketball finals will be in Los Angeles on Sunday night. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.